the podcast.
G'day, Paddy and Rob Palmer. This is our podcast for Wednesday, the 23rd of November. Australian soccer fans are going,
what a slump. Yeah. They didn't have a slump before the tournament even started.
Oh, I know. They lost to France 4-1. We crossed there to Laurie McKenna, who is, you know, former Mariners coach. He should be there.
After the game.
Yeah, after the game.
I don't need much.
Oh, no. There's a few issues.
What do you hear? What do you have for dinner?
There are a few issues in Qatar.
Yeah.
We spoke with
Steve.
Steve.
Oh, no, we got a text
from Steve. Yeah,
about a really important message, too.
Yeah, very much so.
Has arrived, and feels warm at the moment, but look, the sun is a pretty nasty beast when it gets into your skin. So.
Something you must do, really, especially if you've lived your life in the sun.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
You've got to do the text from Steve. You can text us 0482 08107. This is a really important text because you can call us at any stage, 133353. Oh, Jay from Coles, he was going to call today because he delivers all our groceries here at work here. And at any stage, you give us a call, we'll give you that six-pack, I should say, from Two Heads Brewing. And the text, because a lot of people don't feel like calling, so they can text us 0482 08107.
That's right. I got one from Steve from Wallera.
Yeah.
Says, good morning, guys. Just wanted to say a huge thanks. Earlier in the year, you had a skin doctor on after Rob had surgery and urged listeners to get their skin checked. Having lost my beautiful brother to melanoma in 2010, aged just 34. Sorry to hear that, Steve. I used to get a yearly body check. Then COVID came and I put it off for 3 years. 6 weeks ago, I found an unusual spot on my face, so I booked straight in to have it checked. He burned 7 off my face and prescribed a cream for the rest. I looked like I had monkeypox working in retail, but looked not normal in Wyoming at least. Yesterday, yesterday, I went back for a full body check. Yeah. Not even 10 minutes it took. A suspicious pinkish brown spot was found on my back. That has been so itchy for 3 months or so. The close-up photos of this spot were eye-opening. He suggested it needs to come out ASAP. So on the 15th of December, it's happening. 2 days before the bloody killers. The killers at Hope Estate. 8 to 10 stitches, a biopsy, and no heavy lifting for 5 days. Oh, no, I won't be able to unload the salt and chlorine trucks at work. So just a text to thank you guys for making me think about my skin again. What you guys do for our community is amazing, and the laughs are always fantastic on a depressing drive to work.
Oh, good work, Steve.
You're a dead set legend, mate, and is a really important thing. And you know what? I actually... just booked myself back in for a 6-monthly check.
Yeah, you do. It's 6 months. Do it every 6 months, especially because here, like in this country, we spend so much time in the sun. And the awareness, when we were growing up, the awareness wasn't around. So we did a lot of damage to our skin.
Yep.
So just bloody check it. It's just a doctor's visit. Go to skin cancer clinics, whatever. It doesn't take long. Yep. You know, a lot of them are free when you go. They do a check. Some you have to pay for. But you know what? If it costs, it's certainly well worth it. As look at Steve, what happened there.
Well, exactly. And, you know, who's to say that didn't save his life, that visit?
Yep. Very much so.
Anyway, for getting in touch, Steve, thank you very much. We'll give you a 6-pack of Two Heads, thanks to Central Coast Brewery.
Damn straight we will.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Look, we are going to cross to a Central Coast live site very soon because Australia taking on France in the World Cup.
Yep. Currently.
Jeez, I love your reporting.
Currently France 2, Australia 1.
Boo!
It was almost France 3, but boo. Here we go.
But look, you can text us 0482 08 1077, and we've received a text that is in French. Did you want me to read it?
Go on. You go first.
All right, it goes.
Let's see how this goes.
Paddy et Ropama. Vous êtes tous les deux le soleil de ma vie. Je n'y parle pas anglais, mais je vous parle dans ma langue maternelle pour expérimenter ma profonde affection pour vous deux. What is that?
Please,
translated.
You are hopeless.
Translated. What does that mean?
Do you
mean?
Know what that means?
Absolutely no bloody idea.
Really?
Mate, as
you,
I said, I did.
You said you did French.
In 8, 9 and 10 and very unsuccessfully.
I did it for a year.
I did.
Remember all of it.
Quatre,
Okay, Rob, what do you think the translation is?
Okay, it says, Paddy et Rob Palmer, vous êtes le deux le sol.
That's what I said.
Okay, so that means, Paddy and Rob Palmer, you two are the sunshine of my life. I don't speak English, but I do speak in my mother tongue or my mother language
for
expressing my profound affection for you two.
Is that what it is?
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
Google Translate, Paddy and Rob Palmer, you are both the sunshine of my life. I don't speak English, but I speak to you in my native language to express my deep affection for you both.
That's what I said.
That's exactly what I said.
You got no hope, Gerard. We are now many live sites across the Central Coast covering the World Cup today, Australia v France.
Yeah, come on the French.
Yes. We are crossing to local entrepreneur who is at Drifters. He's a local entrepreneur. Look, he's before the courts at the moment because of a failed development, but we're not going to detract from our interview this morning. Jimmy Love, good morning.
Bonjour, Paddy and Rob. Parlez-vous français?
Jimmy, what is the feeling like? Now, I know in the first couple of minutes Australia scored, we thought we're going to win 5-0.
Oh, we thought we were going to win 5-0. There's a couple of hundred people here at Drifters Wharf, actually. And, mate, we went crazy when that first goal went in. And then also, crowd went crazy a couple of minutes ago because local Mariners player Jason Cummings came on the field.
Yes, Jacy. And we can see on the screen Mr. Arnold and Graham Arnold, former Central Coast Mariners coach and a bloody good bloke as well, Jimmy.
Absolutely. Oh, Matt Ryan's on the field. Kai Roll's on the field. We're waiting for Graham Quayle to come on the field. So, it's all a big Mariners show today at the Socceroos over the World Cup.
So, hopefully we can read Mariners defeat France in World Cup. Wouldn't that be good?
Oh, that would be fantastic. And you know what, Paddy? I'm going to give you one for free right now.
Yeah.
Tomorrow night at Trivia at the Bay Road, the first question's going to be...
Okay. Okay. So, because we've lost Jimmy, local entrepreneur. By the way, the jackpot at the Tall Timbers Hotel tomorrow, James, is worth $150, which they don't give at the Bay Road, apparently. Now, James, mate, will Australia get home?
Well, I think if they put Graham Quayle on, I reckon he's going to do exactly what he's done in the A-League and actually cause France a lot of problems. So I reckon if we can stick to 2-1 to the final minutes, I reckon we've got a chance to at least get a point.
Is he on the bench?
He is on the bench. We're just waiting. We're waiting. The crowd's going to go crazy here, I tell you.
It seems very quiet. Have you gone outside Drifters Wharf?
Yes, I'm on the outside of Drifters Wharf.
Okay.
Everyone would tell me, I'm just standing here looking over Brisbane Water, looking at the Gosford Aqua Park that Gosford's famous for.
You could be in your lounge room. We did call you for some atmosphere.
We did care.
Oh, no!
What happened there?
Oh, we're in trouble.
Okay. Oh.
Party's over.
Okay. France has just scored. See, Jimmy, you should...
Oh, you're kidding. See, okay, you listen to the reaction here because we're about 20 seconds behind, so you're going to hear exactly what happens here. Have they really scored?
Yes. Yeah, they have.
Yes, they have.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Ready?
Oh, God. Anyway, local entrepreneur, James Love. Okay.
I'll see you guys at Trivia at the Bay Road.
Okay, I just cropped him there.
Nothing like listening to a losing fan group,
is it? Local entrepreneur, as I said, he's before the courts, but a minor incident over a local development.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Now, I know you've been living in the shadow of Robert Palmer, the singer, for many years, and I know you want to escape that.
That's not why I want to change my name. There's pubs in the UK offering free pints for punters with one of 50 surnames.
Oh, you could have told me
because
that.
Because of the World Cup.
Oh, bloody, how good is that?
I know. So good. You have to share a surname with someone from the English squad.
From the English soccer team.
Like Declan Rice, I could be Rob Rice.
Right.
I just got to change my name. I get free pints.
For what period of time? For the duration of each match?
For the duration of the World Cup.
For what?
Well,
for every game.
For the World Cup. I got so excited when I saw free pints that I didn't read the fine print. I think it's one pint for each game.
Why would you change your name for one pint?
I looked into it. It was going to cost somewhere between $118 and $170
Okay.
To change my name. So technically I'd lose.
So the Pommy soccer team.
I'd gone through the names and everything.
Yeah, what are they?
Well, I liked Robbie Maguire.
Oh,
could have been a Robbie.
You reckon you're Robbie Maguire?
Well, just because it sounds like Eddie.
No, because you think of Jerry Maguire. You know Jerry Maguire.
Oh. Don't want that.
Yeah, get that rid of that. Okay.
Rob Mount.
Yeah,
Mount Rob.
Oh, jeez.
No, actually,
that's
sorry,
a question
that's
I don't want to answer.
No. Rob Sterling. How about Sterling?
No, I think of Peter Sterling, and you're not in the same category, even though you go for Parramatta.
Okay, what about Pope?
Oh, yeah. You're very religious.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yes.
Anyway, there's one of 50 names. You can, if you have those names and you're in England,
that's
you get
good
free
idea.
Pints at the pubs.
You know what? Some pubs on the Central Coast should do that.
Yeah. What and what?
Like say from the Australian,
like a Mariners celebration week.
Well, no, just say from the Australian,
Australian side,
soccer team, like say, Arnold. Okay, Barry Arnold, Graham Arnold is the coach.
Are there any Palmers in the Aussie team?
I don't know.
Probably
have
not.
A look, probably not.
Yeah. Anyway. There was a guy in Geelong changed his name to Whiskers once.
Oh, what did because... he for a pet?
Geelong, Geelong were playing poorly. They were in all sorts of debt.
Yeah.
Operating losses are massive. And Whiskers, who was the parent company or the sponsor, had an offer for the club. If a Cats player was willing to change his name to Whiskers for one game, there'd be a significant financial incentive for the club.
And so did
one
he do
of the,
that?
One of the players, Hocking, what's his last name? What's his first name? Someone Hocking.
Yeah.
Anyway.
He changed it
Gary,
for
him, Gary Hocking.
Right.
Changed his name to Whiskers. Oh. Gary Whiskers for a game.
For one game you do that.
For a game, yeah.
For one game you do that. Of course you would.
Apparently there was a $4 million worth of media value through the partnership that got given to the club.
And he got a lifetime supply
just
of Whiskers.
Called Whiskers.
And he didn't have a cat. You'd be spewing then, wouldn't you? And nurses and midwives strike again. That's going to be covered by Caitlin Unger. And then we are going to cross to Qatar because Laurie McKenna, our correspondent, is over there, our former mayor, former Central Coast Mariners coach, and it's not good news for Australia in their opening game of the World Cup. What's the score there?
Well, they're 4 minutes into overtime in the end of the second half.
Yeah.
Full time's just approaching, and Australia are no chance at 4-1 to France.
Oh.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast.
Disappointing. Australia in the first match against first in their opening game for the World Cup in Qatar. Jeez. We started off with great expectations, didn't we, Robert?
Thought we might have learnt something from Saudi Arabia because they got over Argentina.
Yeah, I know. We're all soccer experts now.
And then I thought 5 minutes in, it's 10-0.
Come on.
It'll be 10-0 for us.
By the end of the match, France had defeated Australia 4-1. Laurie McKenna, our former mayor and former Central Coast Mariners coach. He's the ambassador for the Green and Gold Army in Qatar. He joins us this morning. Good morning, Laurie.
All right.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Oh, disappointed. What went wrong, mate?
I just heard some of your commentary there about Saudi Arabia. That was the big... Everybody was buzzing because the Saudis beat Argentina, and we thought, the game's there for us today. I mean, Goodwin scored that goal. What a great finish. And Mitchell Duke had that shot that just went past the post. Irvin hit the post with the header. You know, it was like, we're in this. And they got the first goal back, but the second goal was a killer. Like, playing about at the back, putting yourself under pressure against the world champions. You don't forget, it's the world champions you're playing against. And they punished us in 2-1. We thought, we're still in this. But the second half just fizzled out. They just kept possession, and it was easy for them at the finish up. I don't think we had one shot in the second half. You know, it was quite sad in the second half. The game just fizzled out, and well beaten at the finish up by the world champion.
So what do you do now, Laurie, to pump up the Aussie support crew?
The support crew have actually got quite quiet in there. You know, the French vastly outnumbered the Aussies, but the Aussies had gave a fair account of themselves off the park. But now, the big thing for me is at one stage in the game, there were 12 players on. The Aussies made a sub, and one of the players never came off, and they kicked off, and it never made any difference for about 60 seconds. So I thought maybe that was a new tactical move by the team, but the player got put off. But it's now just getting back. Tunisia and Denmark drew 0-0. You know, that's the game. Tunisia is the game that you think we've still got a possibility of getting 3 points. But at this level, no games are easy, but we're still in there. But it's just bouncing back tomorrow. And remembering you got beat by the world champions. You know, that's the thing. You never got scalped by some pub team. It was the best team in the world. And some of their players were outstanding. You know, the pace they had wide. And they were just causing us problems down both sides.
And lots of the next match is against Tunisia, as you said. Will Australia beat them?
That's the game that I see. If we're going to win a game, it's going to be against them.
Right.
So they've drew today. That's the one that's possible to beat them. And if we get the 3 points for there, you know, it sets us up against Denmark, everything to fight for, and you've got that fighting spirit. You've got that fighting spirit. But the second half today, there were no fighting spirit. You know, the two Mariners boys came on. You know, Cummings hardly touched the ball. He was working hard, but we just couldn't keep possession. You know, they were pressuring us up the park. We put two or three passes together then turn it over again, and they just came back at us. And you can't afford to give away possession against a good team.
All right, well, there's always Saturday. There's always Saturday, and hopefully the Green and Gold Army, led by you, will go crazy when we win. Loza?
Well, there could be trouble next day because we went here, no hot food. Tried to get a pie, no pies.
Oh.
No hot food. I had a bag of cheese and onion chips. That was my dinner tonight.
Oh, mate.
So I'm fading away to a mountain here.
Hopefully they sold you a few beers.
No, you can't get beer at the game.
Nah. Well, I'm going to be, Christine will be making the toast and jam when I go in tonight.
All right then, Laurie McKenna, former mayor and also former Central Coast Mariners coach, who's the ambassador for the Green and Gold Army in Qatar. Not a great day. Loz, thanks for joining us, and we'll speak to you next week, mate.
Okay, see you, boys.
Thank you, Laurie, for doing that. It's about 12:30 this morning now. Over there as we speak.
Okay, thanks. This is the clock update.
That's right. You said clock. Paddy and Rob Palmer, the
podcast. This is the news that doesn't make the news. It should be in the news instead of the other news.
Yes, good morning, Robert.
Morning, Patrick.
What do you got for us?
Well, Avatar 2 is about to come out. Right. Did you see Avatar 1?
Yep.
No, you didn't.
Parts of it.
You're lying.
I lost interest in it.
Don't you like stuff like that?
No, I just lost interest. I did see it.
It was a space film, that's why you didn't
did
like
not.
It. Set on another planet.
Did not. No, I did. I do remember watching it, but I just.
Brilliant. Avatar, it's the highest grossing movie of all
they
time.
They say that about every movie.
No, but it made $2.9 billion. And that's in US.
Yes, well, that's a lot of money.
So that's $4.3 billion in Aussie.
Well, it must be okay. Well, so, I'm watching it then.
The next one is called Way of the Water.
Is Sam Worthington in this one again?
Yes.
Or I'm just asking.
Oh, please, who else could do it? Anyway, so they had to build, because Way of the Water is set underwater, they had to film this thing in a 9 million gallon tank.
I got seasick watching that bloody Kevin Costner movie. What was it, Waterworld?
Waterworld.
I did get seasick in the movie.
I did. You did not.
I did so. And other people, James used to work here as a technician. He also got seasick in a movie as well. It was a watery movie.
Yeah, useless.
Yeah.
Cameron said that the true cost of this project, it's the most expensive thing he's ever done. It's
what's more expensive than, remember, he did Titanic.
It has to be. Yeah, he did Titanic. That was the third highest grossing film of all time.
Yeah.
2.1 billion US.
Yeah.
This one, though, just to make a profit,
has to
come in third or fourth in the highest grossing movies of all time.
He spent
just
that much money
to make a profit. He has spent over $2 billion. He was tight-lipped on the actual cost.
When does it come out?
But he said it has to be the third or fourth highest grossing film in history, even to break even, which is a lot of money. It's going to be out in December.
Is it December?
Yeah, December. Oh, where's the date?
Because at Erina, you know, at the movies there, I think they're doing a special screening. December 16th. Oh, that's the last day. That's when we go on holidays.
Oh,
that's what
we
do.
Go to the movies.
Yes, together.
So good.
You be in one cinema and I'll be in the other.
Let's go to an advanced screening or something.
How about
we
do
can
that?
Work that out.
So what's it called?
And
Avatar.
There's a third and fourth one to come after.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, The Way of Water.
Okay. All right. I can't wait. Well, look, listen, Joe Biden, he has used his power as US president to pardon both Rob Palmer and his brother Michael.
How's that?
He pardoned two turkeys, sparing them from winding up as the main course. And the Thanksgiving giving dinner later this week. So he hereby pardoned, you know what the turkeys' names were? Chocolate and Chip. Because they do it every year. You know, they do it on the news.
And they pardon them.
And they pardon them at a ceremony at the South Lawn. A light-hearted annual event that has become a much-loved White House tradition. And the large white birds, they were raised on a farm in North Carolina. They were named for the president's favorite ice cream flavor. And Mr. Biden told several school children who were present for the event that the big bird, 21 kilos, those bloody turkeys are.
So they set them free.
They set them free, yeah.
So the foxes can get them.
Or the hunters. Downstream, because it's turkey hunting season. Yeah. In another paddock. Paddock. So well done to Michael and Robert Palmer. Well done.
Paddy and Rob Palmer, the podcast. Subscribe now and you'll never miss an episode.